AskPat.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 532 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question today from Glenn. But before we get to Glenn's question, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is ZipRecruiter.com, which is super cool because if you are a solopreneur or even if you have people working with you already, if you're looking to expand your crew, to add more people to your workforce, you got to check out ZipRecruiter because instead of posting a job posting on all the hundreds of different websites separately, all you have to do is go through ZipRecruiter.com, and with one or two clicks, they'll send out that one job description to over 100 different job sites, and then you'll also be instantly matched to candidates from over 6 million resumes in their system. And just one post, within 24 hours, you'll get a ton of top candidates for that position. So it just makes recruiting very easily. And guess what? You could try it out for free. So all you have to do is go to ZipRecruiter.com/Pat. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/Pat, and you can check it out. All right. Thank you so much. And here's today's question from Glenn.
Hi, Pat. My name's Glenn. I have a question about ebooks. I noticed recently I've been downloading and reading a lot of ebooks, and I like to print my ebooks off so I can highlight things and go through, you know, the content that I do want and get rid of the content that I don't want. And I noticed that a lot of the ebooks that people put out are very graphics oriented. They have a lot of ink. So I haven't been printing them off, and that usually leads to me not using them or reading them at all. So I'm wondering if it's a good idea to make an ebook with all those fancy graphics and all that ink, or if it would be a better idea to create an ebook format, which is very easily printable. Anyways, I just wanted to know your thoughts on this. Hope to hear from you. Thanks. Bye.
Glenn, thank you so much for the question today. I really appreciate it. I haven't actually thought about this. I read a lot of ebooks, but I don't feel compelled to print them out. But I can see how it would be very useful, especially for those who highlight. If there's a lot of exercises involved, I mean, it makes sense. You wouldn't write on your Kindle, so why would you not want to print things out if there are exercises and things like that? And plus, even if there aren't, you might want to highlight just so you can go back. And a lot of people actually don't use the highlighting function of Kindle books, you know, where you can highlight and it keeps track of it. I mean, there's something to be said with putting pen or highlighter on paper. So I definitely see where you're coming from. And I know from my own experience that on SPI, on smartpassiveincome.com, a lot of people like to print out my articles and highlight them and post them, or, you know, if it's a thing they're working on, for instance, the podcasting tutorial at podcastingtutorial.com, they'll print that out, they'll pin it up, or they'll put it next to them, and they work through those steps right then and there. So when it comes to ebooks that you might sell on something like Amazon or even off of your own website, here's the solution I would give. This is what I would do, and I haven't done this, but Will It Fly just came out, and this was not available, although I might now make it available because this is such a great idea. So I want to thank you, Glenn, for putting this in my mind. But here's what I would do. If you have a book that has all these graphics, you know, and the graphics are often very important, you want to include images where images make sense. You never want to include images just to make your book thicker or to make it look better. I mean, yes, maybe the cover, of course, but inside, you want to only have images that make sense and that are relevant to the content in that book. I wouldn't strip images out that are necessary for a book just because you don't want people to be able to, you know, waste ink or something. So here's what I would do. I would write your ebook, if you're going to write an ebook, in whatever way you want to write it. Have any graphics in there that you feel are necessary. But then somewhere in the beginning of the book, or if you have access to those people's email addresses, somewhere you surprise those readers and you say, hey, reader. Obviously, you don't want to say, hey, reader, but you just essentially you're saying, hey, I have a print-friendly version of this book available to you for free. Go to this URL, and you'll be able to get access to it for free. That's what I would do. That way, the ebook isn't compromised for those who might need or want to see those images, but it's also kind of cool, even if they're not going to print it out, to know that that's there. And it's a value add. It makes your audience or your readers know that you're thinking about them, you're caring about them, and really you can't choose how your audience is going to consume your content. You can only give them those options. So if somebody wants to print out that book, they have that option. Now here's the sort of cherry on top. You could offer that for free, and just have people go to a URL where they then click a button to get that ebook for free. But here's what I would do. I would actually put it behind a subscription. So people would have to share their email address in order for you to get that. And here's the cherry on top of the cherry, or the whipped cream, or I don't know what I'm saying. But when you collect those email addresses, you tag those people as wanting printer-friendly versions of stuff. You can tag people in many email service providers. I use ConvertKit. If you want to check out ConvertKit, go to askpat.com/ConvertKit, and you can see how it's used from there. But you can tag those people as wanting printer-friendly stuff. And then whenever you come out with something in the future that might be printer-friendly, or you might come out with something in the future that has a printer-friendly component, you can separate or send a separate email to those people that will make them feel really special because you've paid attention to and have kept track about the fact that they like printer-friendly stuff. You're going to build more raving fans that way. They're going to feel appreciated. They're going to want to share your stuff even more. Bada bing, bada boom. That's what I would do. So, Glenn, I want to thank you for that question and the idea, because that is a great idea. And I am probably going to implement something similar with Will It Fly soon if it has not yet been implemented. And what's cool about ebooks also, fun fact, is that you get to update them as much as you want, and it's often updated on the fly. You don't need to create a whole new print version that the printers have to worry about. You just upload a new version, and it can include any of those additional bonuses or things that you can use to not only provide more value to your audience, but also collect more email subscribers and then put them into whatever funnel you want to have to add more value and also, hopefully, down the road, generate more income too. So, Glenn, thank you so much for the question. We're going to send you an AskPat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show, and I also want to thank everybody who's asking questions. Obviously, the show wouldn't exist without you. So all you have to do is head on over to askpat.com. You can ask your question that you have that you want potentially featured here on the show just right there. So just click the button, ask your question. Doesn't need to be perfect. As long as I could hear you, that's all that matters. It's my job to sound good, your job to ask the question. So again, thank you. Go to askpat.com. I also want to thank a secondary sponsor for today's episode, freshbooks.com, which is an amazing tool that makes your life so much easier regarding your finances for your business. So if you're keeping track of your finances on something like Excel or some other third-party product, I would highly recommend you check out FreshBooks. I use it, and it has made my life so much easier. And if you do any invoicing, if you have any students or you do any coaching, for whatever reason you need to bill people, you can bill people through FreshBooks, and it makes it so much easier for you to get paid so you can worry less about all that stuff and focus more on what you need to do to serve others. So again, if you want to check it out, you can go to getfreshbooks.com and enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Again, that's getfreshbooks.com, enter Ask Pat. Thanks so much. I appreciate you. And here's a quote to finish off the day like I always have for you. And today's quote comes from Douglas Adams. He says, "Lovers of print are simply confusing the plate for the food." Yeah, good stuff. All right, guys, thanks so much. Cheers. And I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Thanks.